The Nova Guest List Podcast
with Kieran McGuinness.
The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.
Yeah, that is the brilliant Melts on Radio Nova, and that song is called Figments, and that's from their brand new upcoming album, Field Theory. Their second album is coming out next Friday the 12th. Absolutely fantastic. A big fan of their previous album, Maelstrom, on the show here on the Nova Guest List. And we're very, very lucky because we have Owen from Melts on the line. How are you doing, Owen?
What's a crack, Aaron? Yeah, great fun. Thanks very much.
Yeah, no, pleasure to have you. I presume you're just having a chill out evening, you know, busy day, gorgeous day today, busy day, but now a chill out evening. Is that right?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's going to be a pretty busy week. We've got listening parties and stuff going on, and then we're on tour pretty soon after that as well, so I'm just kind of chilling out where I can. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, look, absolutely. The excitement of having an album out next week. So,
So
how does it feel? What is the energy like? Are you excited about getting the album finally out?
Yeah, like, we're at the final stages of something that we've been working on since, you know, last year, like since last year, maybe December, even the year before. So after the kind of dust settled on Maelstrom and the Maelstrom tour, we just kind of were like, right, what we do? Went straight back into the studio, pretty much our own studio, the studio here in Eastwall. We just kind of started putting the work together for what would become Field here. We had like an idea, like a concept, and it is a concept record where, you know, both lyrically and musically, like from a lyrical point of view, I wanted to have a record that was really cohesive and around kind of a central theme. And then from a music point of view, we wanted to have a record where all of the songs were cohesive as well. Like Maelstrom's great, not to talk bad about Maelstrom. I love that record, but it's like there's lots of kind of different things going on Maelstrom. Whereas with Field Theory, I feel there is kind of, you know, there's a story, there's a thread between all the different songs. And that's what we started to work on like about a year ago, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to getting it out there, like playing it, but mainly those people being able to listen to it, like people being able to like sit there with the record and listen to it or stream it or driving around or walking around or whatever.
Yeah. So just driving or walking, that's it. That's all. Look, so for people who don't know, so Melts, I suppose, the band, you've heard the song there, like it's kind of synthy, it's intense, it's electronic rock, it's driving. And you and your band, you know, you've been around for 5 or 6 years now, I suppose. First debut album came out 2 years ago. And then before that, you were also playing in bands. You played in a band called the North Sea for a couple of years as well. So, you've got to the point where you feel like you're, you want to get out there, you know. And so you say this is a kind of a concept album. Now, I looked up Field Theory, so that the title of the album is Field Theory. And I looked it up. The state of any part of the field depends on every other part of it. So this sounds to me like you're talking about connections and
quantum mechanics. Don't
ever treat your audience like idiots anyway. Absolutely brilliant. Make them work for it. Is that the theme? It's connections.
Like that's exactly it. Like you hit the nail on the head there. Like that's exactly, you know, where we were going with it, where the kind of lyrics are going with it, like the connection between people and their outside world and the outside world with people as well, you know, like, you know, the sun is referenced a couple of times and heat is kind of like a metaphor for like, you know, kind of pain or, you know, something kind of very serious happening in your life, like something that needs to be sheltered from in Shelter of the Shade. And then in other parts of the record, it kind of symbolizes love, you know, which is obviously a good thing in songs like Main Sequence. So, and you know, that was just the kind of the basis of it. Same with Waves of Wonder as well. Waves of Wonder is just about being in a relationship. It's a love song, really, about kind of like being constantly like surprised by someone and surprised by kind of being in the situation where you are. And you know, kind of being in wonder, being in awe of someone, and it just kind of keep coming, and you keep kind of realizing how much that changes your everyday life, being in love, let's say. So how much like your own state of mind kind of colors how you see the world.
Just let me come in on that, because one of the themes that I kind of got from the listen, here's some lyrics. Turn things around, longing for the day, sooner or later things will get better, the future's altered. You know, it sounds like you're commenting on the state of the world there, and you know that some, you know, there needs to be some sort of intervention. I mean, would that be something you'd feel?
Yeah, like with Maelstrom, because of the time it was written in, Maelstrom was more about, like, you know, kind of this storm or this big event, like, whereas with field theory, it's more of kind of an interpersonal thing. It's more about kind of on a kind of smaller scale. So more about my own life and, you know, the lives of the people in the band as well, you know, kind of picking up on that and what buzz they're on, you know. So it is about, you know, things changing and that, you know, that particular, like, in Waves of Wonder, like that lyric there, it's kind of about, like, you know, you feel that, you know, someone's presence, someone's influence in your life is going to make things better. Like, you're heading somewhere and it's going to be a better place that you're in. So, yeah, it's more a comment on kind of your own personal world than the kind of, like, the bigger world. But, like, you know, that is equally as important, I suppose. Yeah, yeah. Like, you're totally right there, yeah.
Well, look, I mean, you know, it's intense stuff. You know, I think there's a drive to it there. It doesn't let up, you know, which is just very powerful, very propulsive all the way through. But when it does kind of break, you get that kind of relief from it, I suppose. Live. So this Thursday there's a listening party, and obviously you're not playing at that DJs and playing the album through and vinyl, the gorgeous vinyl you have. Thursday the 11th, that's this Thursday, in the Big Romance, Parnell Street. So go along to that first come, first serves listening party. But you're going on tour very, very shortly. You're playing across the UK and Belgium. Mm-hmm. And then there's a big Irish tour, which looks fantastic, coming in September. Go and check out on Melt's Bandcamp or Melt's website to find out more about that. Here's a question for you, right? So what's the best gig you ever saw to a small audience?
To a small audience. I love going to, like, small shows on my own. I think they're, like, you know, the combo of, like, a small show and being there on your own, I think, is something special. And I went to see Robert Forster from the Go-Betweens. He played a Whelan show, and it was just me and a kind of really mixed group, a young, old, male, female, a really good, like, mixed group of really diehard Go-Betweens fans, which I feel like we're in our own little kind of cult in anyway, like a little kind of like secret society of Go-Between fans. And he just played the show and he loved it. We loved it. He was playing all, he was like, oh, hold on, can I do this a little bit again? I've never played that lead guitar as good as I played it. He played the lead guitar and then he was like, you all guys sing this better. Anyway, it was loads of fun. You know, you could feel the kind of love coming off the stage both ways, you know. It was great. And then he hung around and I got a little autograph off him and everyone was just asking questions and hung out for the rest of the night. Like, so that was a good show.
That's amazing. So I guess, you know, the thing probably about, so I played a show on Friday to 900 people, then I played a show last night to 21 people. And the thing, the thing that I hope, they were both great, but the thing was, I suppose, but the thing was, it was the connection, you know, and what is it like, what is a connection with a crowd for you at a Melt show?
You know, yeah, it's hard to put into words, really, isn't it? It's hard to kind of like define almost, but you can really feel when those shows are really, really good shows, whether it's like a big festival crowd or a small venue crowd. It's kind of hard. It's hard to put into words, but I feel that, like, when everyone's kind of just like locked in, like the band are locked in, the crowd are kind of locked in, and you feel like, you can feel in the room when everyone's just in the moment, you know, you can feel that everybody's there. They're being present. There's no like, everyone's just there. And, you know, it's almost like kind of a chain reaction as well. If we're like on stage and we're there and we're present and we're not, you know, you're not thinking about it now, you're just there. I think the crowd are there more as well. And they're more kind of present and you can feel that in the room and it just grows and grows and grows as the song goes. Like, so those type of shows where you just kind of, you're looking out with the crowd and you're looking at the band and everyone's just kind of, everyone's having fun, but everyone's like, you know, just there, everyone's on the buzz and they're always like, no matter where it is, you know, the size of the crowd.
Yeah, the state of every part of the crowd depends on every other part of the crowd in it, you know, so going back to field theory again. Well, look at Owen, thanks so much for chatting. Very, very excited to hear. Field Theory is out next Friday. It's out on the 12th. Go and check out Melts on their Bandcamp or on their website. The next song I'm going to play is Waves of Wonder. And briefly, Owen, can you give us a little intro into the song?
Yeah, I really like this song. It's kind of really part of the whole field theory meaning for me, and it was one of the last songs that we wrote before we went into the studio, so it was kind of a new kind of style for me. It's quite a rhythmic lyric as opposed to a melodic lyric, so yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Owen from Melts, thank you so much for chatting to us tonight, and best of luck with the album. Best of luck with it all.
Cheers, appreciate it. Cheers, thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's play Waves of Wonder from the new album Field Theory by Melts. It's Nova.
The Nova Guest List Podcast with Kieran McGuinness. The very best in indie, alternative and homegrown music from the seriously addictive Radio Nova.